Right, well, it's Maurice Smith here at TVI, and I'm with Jim Galbraith, the esteemed cameraman.
That'll be right.
The two of us have been at BVE at Earls Court in London, the last time it will be held at Earls Court. It's moving to XL next year. BVE is the major broadcast video engineering conference in London. It's a bit of a precursor to IBC in Amsterdam every autumn. And we've spent a couple of days looking at the latest gear in cameras, camera-related equipment, lighting, and all the other razzmatazz that's available to technical people in broadcast and video production these days. Jim, what jumped out at you this week?
Well, I think the first thing for me is this is the first time I've been to BVE in London in Earls Court. The few times I do these things, and it's not that often, it tends to be IBC. And I think it's fair to say that this is not nearly as big as IBC, but nevertheless, it's really quite interesting because it's there's many more dealers and suppliers here, and not so much of the big Sonys and the big exhibitions and stands that you tend to get in Amsterdam. But for me, it's just going round. There's lots of interesting systems, of great variety of stuff on show. But the thing that sticks out for me is for some time now, this is the era of the large 35mm largely sensor cameras, which are eating into the conventional broadcast market.
Yep.
But there's got to be a few warnings there, because the Canon Mark II and its various cameras that followed on from there, it set the trend. These cameras are superb at delivering high quality images in low light with tiny depth of field, so you get great effects. But I would hate to have to pick one up and rush out and do a documentary with it, because you end up with all sorts of bits sprouting out from it. More of that, I'm sure, in a minute.
Yeah. No, my sense was I wouldn't use them for a spontaneous event or even a lot of handheld work. I can see the value of those cameras, but the best results I've seen from them are very often when they've been used in a very controlled environment, like studios or preset areas. And I think we sat through Philip Bloom, the cameraman who's made quite a name for himself in this sector. I read his blog regularly. He gives all these cameras a spin. We sat through a presentation where he pointed out a lot of strengths for these cameras, the latest Canon 300, the Sony FS100, the F3, which is the more expensive version of that, and those kind of models. But although some of them were getting superlative praise from Philip Bloom and from others, none of them were seen as the answer to everything. So, I mean,
there's no great surprise there, because there's never been one single camera, one single lens that is the answer to everything. There's always compromises, and there's particular different tools for different jobs. But what for me is interesting is the large image sensor camera, the small camera, is definitely a big future for it. It's the sort of thing right now you want to have that as one of the tools in your bag you can use for a particular job. But if I would have to go out and work on a factual documentary, getting in and out of a car, chasing somebody down the street, the last thing I'd like to do is with a rig of bits sprouting out from this wonderful camera. It can do tiny depth of field images, wonderful images, but I wouldn't like to use it for that. But I'd like to have one in my car that I could bring out when it suited me. But the real thing I think is exciting is that what we're seeing is the conventional two-thirds chip broadcast camera beginning to evolve into something quite different. And it's not going to be the stills camera that can shoot video, although that's a part of the market. What I think it's going to be is you're going to see next year or this year at IBC in the autumn of 2012, you're going to see the big manufacturers, Sony, Panasonic, bringing out kind of conventional shoulder-mounted cameras with big sensors. Now that, to me, is a quite interesting development. At the minute, I think partly what's happening is a bit of a distraction from the way the industry is going.
I think that's true. The other interesting thing, obviously, here at BVE, as we know, is that there's a whole after-sales market built around the large sensor cameras, whether they're digital SLRs or larger camcorder based. You know, there's a whole industry around people who make the rails, people who add on batteries. Some of the configurations we've seen of cameras have looked almost ridiculous. You know, you sort of, it's like a mechano set putting together a camera together that probably in total costs as much as buying a shoulder mounted camera in the first place.
Oh, but they look great. There's lots of bits everywhere, and you can see, particularly amongst the young guys and the young women that are around, they're quite excited. You look at something, it looks like it's from the movie industry.
Yeah.
And let's face it, most of us are not going to make it into the movie industry. Yeah, yeah. But they look tremendous. And for a start, you can start beginning to use prime lenses on those cameras. And that in itself, forgetting all the rest of the nonsense, being able to use a prime lens for certain shoots is just tremendous because the quality is wonderful. Yeah. No, it's blooming exciting.
It was. I did notice there was a lot of young men, particularly around the FS100, and you think, well, is this because it's the latest thing in the market, or is it because it's only 4K to buy one? And the answer is probably both, but it's interesting. I came here looking for some basic things. I'm looking for a lighting kit. I'm leaving BVE almost as baffled as I arrived about which lighting kit to go for. The battle between conventional and LEDs is going on in earnest. We saw some good products from people at Light Panels and KinoFlow. We heard completely contradictory statements from camera experts and salesmen, sometimes talking about their own product, which amazed me. We had one salesman put on two supposedly identical models of a lighting kit to point out to us how they didn't match.
Absolutely.
I found that quite amusing. But overall, you know, the range of equipment that's around these days is staggering. The market is growing, obviously. It's still a very broadcast-based market, but the web has had an impact. I think the move towards producing high-quality video for the web rather than any old rubbish is apace. It's quite clear. We looked at the TriCaster, one of those machines we keep looking at but haven't yet plucked up the courage to buy.
New Tech make that.
Yep, New Tech make it. They've got a new all singing, all dancing one. They've got different price points. It's on the face of it, it's fantastic. It can take stuff from so many inputs. It can create virtual sets, but its primary use is the web, and I suppose its popularity is going to be based on people getting used to high quality video on the web.
I think that's very true, but I mean, I think the TriCaster is even more impressive than that. It's capable of taking, it's capable of doing full broadcast applications. It's just a superb piece of kit. And I think, if anything, it was tremendous to sit through the demonstration of a very professional demonstration using two presenters and virtual studios. But the thing that's really exciting, well, the thing that's obvious, it was all a bit bamboozling, because this box in it, it's literally what it is. It's a box and a surface control, like a conventional vision mixer, vision switcher.
Incredibly
console.
Lightweight, yeah.
Very lightweight. Great price points, as you said. Well, it can do so much. It can record ISO cameras. It can stream to the web. It can stream. It can broadcast in HD. It can broadcast in SD. It can do a phenomenal range of stuff. And for even main broadcasters, it beats me why there's not more broadcasters in the UK using this box, because it's relatively cheap and it's full quality. It's an amazing piece of kit. And I mean, one thing is, I think you're quite excited about the possibility of streaming high quality stuff to the web, probably live, at least some of the time. The TriCaster and that sort of product is tremendous for doing it, because it does it all more or less in one box and takes a lot of the hassle of actually streaming it and coding it for distribution on the web simultaneously as actually recording it in full broadcast quality. It's just stunning. I get so excited by it. It's just unnatural.
Yeah, we need to, before the next BVE, we need to have found a reason to use a TriCaster and start using it in earnest. Anyway, thanks, Jim. We've been swanning around at the trade show yesterday and today. Tomorrow we're filming in Dundee. I think we better head back home and get back to some real work. Cheers.
So you've got